Lima, the capital of Peru, has become the center of a revolution in gastronomy, with top chefs here basing their cuisine on ancient crops, which are only produced by traditional farmers. For generations, these farmers have been sidelined and forgotten. Yet now they are the only ones who hold the key to a huge variety of sought-after food. Back here in the Andes, farmers grow varieties of potatoes that were never even heard of outside the region. But now they are regularly supplying some of the world's top restaurants.
Let's see what we have here. Look at these beautiful potatoes. Wow, nice.
Pedro Miguel Schiafino is the creator of Malabar, one of the highest rated restaurants in the world. And he prizes Peru's ancient potatoes, not only for their taste and variety, but also for their nutritional value, which he says is becoming far more important to people.
In the future, people will concentrate on eating better, not eating more.
And it's not just what people are eating that's important to these chefs, but how it is grown. Today, top chef Ivan Kisik is in the Andes, 300 miles away from Lima. He is riding out with fellow chefs and farmers to pay homage to Mother Earth. Not long ago, this area was a base for Maoist insurgents, a place of violence and bloodshed. But now there's a new kind of revolution, a solidarity between the chefs and the people who grow their food.
For many years, we chefs have found it really unfair that the principal producers who make it possible for us to cook and to have food on our tables do not have a decent life.
And this is what's driving the chefs to call for change. They want to ensure that these farmers can continue to produce traditional crops and at the same time make a decent living. This is also the goal of IFAD, the UN agency that finds ways to help smallholder farmers earn higher incomes. And according to the organization's Maya Portola, what these chefs are doing has had a huge impact, not just on the farmers, but on the stability of the country as a whole.
If we think about Peru as a country 20 years ago, we would have thought that it was a failed state. The food revolution that we're experiencing now has really given the country an opportunity for building peace and for contributing to social inclusion. And now people living in the most remote places in Peru, they have a sense of self-worth which they never had 20 years ago.
And through this food revolution, Peru's chefs are leading the debate over the future of food and farming. The most influential, Gaston Acurio, owns a number of top restaurants around the world, and he promotes cuisine as an agent of social change. Today he's at Peru's Native Potato Festival, a chance for him to emphasize the important relationship between chefs and farmers.
Clearly, we as chefs are in a privileged position, and it's our duty to make sure that those involved in the chain have the same benefits, opportunities, and successes that we have.
Potato farmer Edilberto Soto agrees that farmers and chefs need to work together.
I believe the most important thing for us is to seal this alliance based on the same approach, values, and trust between farmers and chefs.
And with this new alliance and mutual trust, traditional food and farming now has a role in shaping Peru's future.